The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
All right.
Because I was just going to leave my car here.
We'll take it over there. Hey, everybody. Fantasy
Boys.
Brian,
drop us off.
Oh, yeah, we can just do that.
I do not have the room in my car. Oh, backseat's fully taken.
With what?
Junk. Shit.
We can't move it around? I'm just going to get the boots.
No, it's packed.
It's all right.
I'll ride in the trunk.
Brian just revealed that he is one of those weird people that you see at the mall with, like,
so
in their minivan.
I have a bunch of shit in my car, too.
Trash bag. That's why I got a truck, man. You can't fucking really mess
it up. Honestly, and, like, quite a bit of it is garbage.
Garbage, like Pac-Man,
so many
Jones?
Different bottles and shit, and it's just like you just keep going. Like you get, like, go to work,
yeah,
fucking 40-minute commute.
Oh, I hear.
Come home, and then you go out at night. You do shows, and then you just keep
I get it, man.
Home.
My car is sucks. Garbage. I have like boxes because I don't really have like a true home right now. I got all my T-shirts that I'm trying to sell. So yeah, I get it.
What's up, everybody?
Hey.
Hi.
Yeah, that's a weird way to start.
Coffee maker in there.
I had a
giant foam cowboy hat.
Well, that's useful. You never
yeah,
know when you're...
Never know.
Yeah, that always comes in handy.
I used to have a portable heating unit in my car when I had one. For
really?
No reason. Yeah. Just because I was too lazy to ever take it out. I know what you mean. I know the struggle. Hey, boyfriends, how's it going?
I'm doing well.
Yeah.
I'm doing. I've been getting over... Well, I'm still kind of sick.
Yeah, I was kind of sick last week.
What'd you guys get sick off of?
I fell in the river.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. What
happened?
What was your sickness?
Like, I don't believe we told
you. Oh, I don't think they were related, to be perfectly honest. But I like to tell people that they were, so Cody feels bad.
Yeah. Bill has a staph infection currently.
Right. I just had like a cold, like a summer cold that was like sinus infection. I think Mary pinpointed what it was from. Is Mary Santora, our friend, said that it's probably because I keep my bedroom too cold.
Yeah, I don't know if you can get sick from, like,
but,
the cold. Though.
But going from, like, 80 to, like,
oh, yeah,
65,
probably.
That can do it.
My bedroom is not cold at all. It's super hot.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
awful.
This whole house is...
I went to Kelly's Island for a bachelor party last weekend. And I woke up Saturday morning, my throat was killing me, and I was super hungover. And I just assumed that it was that. Like, I had snored while sleeping, and then my throat hurt. So I drank, and it went away. The next morning, I had the same thing, and then I drank it and went away.
Grandpa's old cough medicine.
Yeah. And then Monday, I wake up, and I'm like, oh, no, this is the real deal. Son of a bitch. I just felt like shit.
So then you drank?
And then, on day four, I developed a cough.
Ugh.
And it won't go. That won't go away. It's,
yeah.
Here we are.
Gotta stop vaping, my guy.
That's not what's causing it.
That could be it.
You never know.
Try not them throats.
Listen, they don't know the long-term effects of the Juul, as it is.
You got the popcorn lung. That's one thing that happens.
Popcorn. Have you actually read about popcorn lung?
I know that it is just like
delicious.
A coating on your lungs, basically, right? From the oils in some of, not all, but some.
It's from diacetyl. It's like, it's a pretty much a coloring.
Professor
but
Brian.
But it's in like the flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
And it is also very much in the fake butter they use in microwavable popcorn.
Yeah.
That's why it's called popcorn lung.
Right.
Because dudes that work in, like, the factories and the warehouses would sometimes get it.
Why do you get lung cancer? Coal miner? Nah, I was doing
a black
lung?
No,
Orville Redenbacher. Pop secret. The secret is I got cancer lungs.
If you work as a coal miner and then in a factory and you get both, it's just burnt popcorn lung. But anyways, that diacetyl stuff, there's, like... I want to say 100 times more of it in cigarettes than in, like, e-cigarettes, and nobody fucking gets it. Nobody gets popcorn.
Except all the people that die from lung cancer.
It's just one thing that they get to throw out there.
Popcorn lung just get lung cancer.
Ah, whatever.
Yeah. All right, well, something else will get you.
I guess some of the coins have many metals in them. I don't know, like, because I still don't fully trust this thing. I'm gonna keep hitting it because I'm super addicted to it.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
I keep reading what's going on. It doesn't seem like anything serious is popping up yet.
Yeah. It'll probably fuck up your sperm or something.
But people hate these things. People want them to hurt people so bad. Why? Yeah. People viscerally hate these
things. Ones are fucking retarded?
The which ones?
The square ones.
They're all kind of dumb.
Yeah, they're all dumb. Remember the blue, like, the one Stephen Dorff
I don't care if you do it. And, like, the fact that you do it and, like, I don't notice you doing it. It doesn't bother me.
That except still for his bothers fucking, so many people.
Well, because people get fucking bothered by everything.
Hitting it and I am holding it in until there's no smoke, which is just like a couple seconds. If I just hold it in for a couple seconds, there's no smoke.
Yeah,
I'm not smoking. I'm not smoking. If somebody's coming in with this rig designed to blow giant clouds for no reason other than they like it, that's like somebody just showing up at wherever you're at. Plugging in a fog machine going, I like this. We're all going
to
live with it.
That's true. I do like how your heroin like works that you have to carry around with it. Like,
it's so much flavor.
You need one of those like in Pulp Fiction where he unzips like the little leather bag.
Yeah. So much shit. Backup batteries now.
That's why you need a fucking fanny pack, my guy.
Yeah, get a fanny pack.
I'm thinking about just walking around with like a drawstring bag at all times.
I got I got a leather satchel. You want a leather satchel? <Hard pack. laughs> It is very purse-like. It's a laptop and it really nice. It's a good laptop bag, but it is, you know, it's supposed to be more of an Indiana Jones kind of look.
Sure.
But if you don't got the leather jacket and the hat, you just got a fucking purse.
Remember those tiny little backpacks that girls would wear?
Oh, yeah.
Bring those back. I'm going to bring those back. Tiny backpacks.
You got to put rhinestones on it.
Yeah, like a rhinestone cow.
And then you got to start wearing Tweety Bird shirts.
I already wear Tweety Bird shirts.
Remember in the early 90s, they had those like Tasmanian Devil Bugs shirts? Where
Cross shit. I remember when like Tower City was bumping and they had the Warner Brothers store and you could go in there and you could get those shirts and like it was all I ever wanted and my parents would not buy them because of like they're like, well, it's Looney Tunes and that's okay, but I see black guys wearing them, so that's not okay. And they were just very conflicted, plus they were like $20 shirts back then in like 1992. So that wasn't something they were down with.
Did we talk on the show about that guy that I left Brothers Lounge a couple weeks ago? I went to the 117th Giant Eagle.
And this tweeted about it. I don't think we talked about it.
I did tweet about it, but this guy, he's like 6'5". He has a neck pillow on, like an airplane neck pillow on. And a Mickey Mouse and Friends shirt. Just like a serious one. In no way funny. And he stares me down. He's eating a piece of pizza off a plate. It's fucking midnight. Look at him going, okay, he's mentally challenged. And he goes, I know you. I said, oh, he's not mentally challenged. He goes, I'll work your case. I said, that's not where I know you from. And he goes, the Q? I said, no. He said, Indians games? I said, no. He goes, well, fucking help me out then. I'm a comedian. I didn't want to just assume. Because chances are, he just thinks I'm some other large
leather stallion?
Bearded guy. So, he's like,
great
open mic
there, right?
Yeah.
He's a white motherfucker down at Hilarity. He said, sometimes the improv. I'm like, that's exactly what I
That's what you should put. That's what they should bill you as. That's so perfect. White motherfucker of Hilarity.
And sometimes the improv. Yeah, that's spot on.
How was the wedding show of Mary Santora?
I had a good time. I don't know how well it was received by the crowd, but I thought it was a blast.
I thought they enjoyed themselves.
Yeah,
right?
It seemed like it was
good. Why wouldn't they enjoy themselves?
Because it was a little weird. Some people are saying, like, oh, it's kind of sad. It's been like a year and a half.
Yeah,
that's hey, well, you got to schedule things and whatever.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
Bill went up there and delivered a speech on why he doesn't believe in love anymore.
I thought it went over pretty well.
I went up there, I was like, I thought we were supposed to be roasting you, so I don't know if I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, this thing is pretty loose. It was goofy. It was fun.
I saw the video that Jimmy made, because Sarah edited it and
put
it together or whatever, and that was funny.
That was funny, yeah.
But I didn't see that. I've been working fucking nights, which blow.
Yeah, what for like, did you get a new job? Or
no,
I didn't
same
even know
job.
There was a night shift for that job.
Well, because it's at a facility that's open during the day, like a museum-like
thing.
Oh,
okay, gotcha.
And so we have to do all
everything
the construction
at night.
So,
gotcha.
But I'm working 4/10s, so that means I have Fridays off, which is kind of fucking tight. So for a month or two here, I'll have to do that.
How much shit do you have to do at work?
Right now?
How involved, when you are there for these night shifts?
I've not.
Is it just kind of sitting around and doing whatever?
Like, I gotta, see what they're doing and, make sure they're complying with what's there, you know what I mean? Or else it'll get fucked up and then I'll get blamed. But there's, for the most part, I fucking drink a lot of coffee. Look at, they had this magazine there that said, Amish Country. And then the subtitle said, "What's the deal with the Amish?" That made me laugh so fucking hard. But yeah.
Does God hate mustaches? Was there a time when God was just like, "Well, you can grow a beard, but if you have a mustache attached to that beard, we're not letting you into heaven"?
Do you guys remember
Skechers? Aren't they the best?
They were
Amish
Skechers?
People fucking love Skechers. Really? Anytime I see them, first of all, I see Amish people out and about all the time in places they clearly rode in cars to get to.
Well, yeah.
So, like,
they have, like, loopholes.
They have cell phones. They wear Skechers.
Yeah.
It seems
those
like
might be
all
Mennonite.
They're committing to is outfits and silly haircuts and tax breaks.
Those might be Mennonite. No. Straight up Amish.
Okay. I've seen Amish construction workers, and they definitely
really like, that's
Amish construction
workers. Oh, yeah. They hire them all the time because they're non-union.
And they are...
Their union is God.
It's the cheap alternative...
To Mexican.
To Mexican, but it's like...
For still, really racist people that don't want to hire Mexicans, they hire the Amish.
Yeah, or if all the Mexicans are booked. So you're like, you're like, I don't want to get union people.
Using machines?
Yeah.
They use machines.
They use machines. They're fucking, they're really...
It's a sham. I'm calling a sham on the Amish right now. It's a big tax scam.
It's a big tax scam, and it's also, like, they've got it basically to where they don't have anything in their house. Like, that's it. Anything, once they go outside their house, they can do whatever the fuck they want, but...
Rumspringa.
Yeah, but their house has to be, like, devoid of technology.
Rumspringa is the perfect word to tag any Dennis Miller impression with, because it doesn't matter. It's like, they've had to piss, like, Secretariat on the top of the White House during Rumspringa.
You loved it.
Dennis Miller is the most fucking retarded human being on Earth. I love him so much because he's so out of touch. With now, or he's on Twitter.
He's also just his Twitter is basically like it's that same joke again and again and again.
It's hilarious.
Just like it's like a Mad Lib.
Oh yeah,
all his tweets are just a Mad Lib.
I haven't seen ramble that long since Jimmy Joyce went on a 3-day Ambien binge during Rumspringa. I have a Dennis Miller doll around here somewhere that. You used to, like, say shit, but the battery burned out. But, like, one of the tags, and I don't remember the exact joke, but it was about the revolution or something like that. And they're like, they were tough, because, you know, he's right-wing now or whatever. And he's like, they blew these people. You don't want to mess with those people. They went to war over their breakfast beverage, and it wasn't even coffee, cha-cha.
During Rumspringa.
During Rumspringa.
All right, so training camp has started for the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, Josh Gordon out.
He is...
Not suspended. Which is impossible.
What is the fucking... What is the deal
What's
with
the
Josh
deal with
Gordon?
Josh Gordon?
If I was that good at football, I'd keep my nose clean.
I don't know. You said a couple of weeks ago that you heard he was going to get suspended.
Somebody had told me that. Like, I heard Josh Gordon's about to get... suspending him, but apparently that's not the case.
The NFL said no, but however, he's back into rehab, which means that he definitely fucked up and probably went to the league before he got drug tested or something like that. And then
if he keeps him from getting a suspension, then that's cool by me.
Whatever. I don't know.
Proactive
free,
about it.
Free Josh Gordon, man. Free Josh
Just
Gordon.
Just let him get high.
Who cares? He was drunk and high before every game that he had,
and he was great.
2,000 yards.
Yeah.
He was spectacular.
So
but,
Some people don't operate on the same level that you do. Like, if you're that good of an athlete and you can still do your job that well,
sure.
Just don't let him drive. Like, get him an all-time driver and let him go party and be exciting.
Exactly.
That's still how jobs work. If the boss and the people with the money don't like it, then they can fire you. And that's how it works. So I am not for giving Josh Gordon special treatment because he's Josh Gordon, although I most certainly do think that they should stop caring about weed altogether.
Yeah.
You know, don't test for it. Let him smoke weed, absolutely. But yeah, while that's the rule, stop being so fucking dumb.
He's addicted to weed, Brian.
Yeah.
He's addicted.
You ever sucked dick for weed?
You know,
he might have.
That's true.
Josh Gordon might have sucked dick for weed.
Being at the top of my profession.
Jalen Ramsey sucked dick just to suck dick.
He sucked dick so good just to prove he wasn't gay.
No, Jalen Ramsey's super gay.
I know, but
I love Jalen Ramsey.
I love him too, but he's still playing up the whole "I'm not gay" thing. He just,
they butched him up after that little sassy.
Oh, a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was sassy as fuck.
He was.
Just be, let him be the sassy man. He's great.
Pac-Man Jones, a probable signing for the Browns.
It's a probable?
I think so. They worked him out.
And Dez Bryant, is that happening?
I don't know.
I hope not.
I hope not too.
What do you mean, why not? Come on, don't be dumb.
What do you mean?
You know goddamn well Dez Bryant would be horrible for this team.
And we got a good...
You have problems with Josh Gordon and
I don't
and
have a problem with Josh Gordon.
No, I know.
I have a problem with Antonio McCallum because he's a rapist.
The Browns, as a team, he hasn't been in charge of that.
No, okay. All right. Allegedly, yeah. So we don't get sued, but...
Honestly, how much do you know about the case other than a Florida booster, which is everybody in Florida was the one sitting on the thing? How much do you know about it?
I will freely
admit, are you just
going to
assume that all black athletes are raping
people? Oh, there he went.
Was that what we're having?
There he went. He turned it around on me, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
Suck a million penises. I know nothing about it. You know, over the years, when you meet dudes that are star athletes, like, okay, most of them are probably feeling very entitled. But with the team that we have now, you have a trouble guy in Antonio Callaway. You have a trouble guy in Josh Gordon. And then you want to bring in fucking Dez Bryant, who's like 40 years old, still needing 28. A bodyguard, a team assigned, look after him, make sure he doesn't do anything dumb bodyguard.
Yeah.
He's a fucking child still.
And he's
not a great
receiver anymore, and we don't need...
Well...
He's not.
Dak Prescott specifically did not, like, they just didn't have a rapport. It's not because he wasn't open and shit. It was him to Cole Beasley, like, became their primary receiver.
I just don't think he's worth what he
But they need a receiver.
Brings.
And so cut him.
Do they?
Ricardo Lewis is out all year.
Is he? I didn't know that.
He hurt his neck. He's done for the season.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
Oh, that sucks. All right, so we got Coleman. Who knows when Gordon comes back, but...
Jarvis Landry.
That's it.
Hollywood Higgins.
Yeah.
Higgins.
Well, with last year. I'd rather roll with Higgins and Coleman than Dez Bryant. Yeah, absolutely.
And we don't know, like, Gordon could be back. They said he's out for the beginning of training camp.
Yeah.
He could be back.
A lot
for
of
the
people,
season.
From what I've read, some people, the theory is that he's got the anxiety issues and he still is in recovery, and that this is like a preemptive move so that Hard Knocks is just focusing
on him. Yeah.
That's probably not a bad theory. Yeah.
So okay.
I'll buy that.
All right.
Hopefully that's best case scenario. That's the truth, and fuck yeah. All right, fine.
And going from there into the quarterbacks, I love that they have a secret quarterbacks RB.
Yeah, that's cool as fuck.
It's hilarious.
And you see everybody like the Van Newton and like all the
names for it. Yeah.
I wrote, you know, Deadspin does like the
sucks.
Yeah, so I like wrote this to this year's, and it was basically about how Tyrod Taylor is the best quarterback that they've ever had, and by the first preseason game, like all the pigmen on the top radio shows will start for or call for
Baker
Mayfield.
I'm super excited to watch fucking preseason games
Tyrod is great, man. I'm so excited for Tyrod Taylor.
We got a good team.
I'm
very excited.
My boy that I'm shooting for this year, my dark horse guy, is Jannard Avery. Calling it now.
I don't even know who that is.
He was our fifth round pick out of Memphis.
Is he the linebacker? Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Dark horse.
All right.
I think he's going to be a beast.
I'm sad that they parted ways with longest tenured Brown, Tank Carter.
Fine with that.
And his homophobic...
I don't love the idea of promising Kendricks a starting spot already and just getting... unseating Joe Schobert, who was a fucking Pro Bowler last year. Alternate, but still.
Well, Jamie Collins probably won't be ready for the first couple games, right?
They were saying they were looking at him in the middle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No.
Coming back from MCL tear, though.
MCL tears last like 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, do they?
No. Unless it's something severe.
Right.
It's like
a rupture?
Yeah. Maybe 6 to 8 weeks.
I like Jarvis Landry.
Why would you
Landry?
Ever trust anybody that has a haircut like
dude,
that?
Dude, right?
Why, his judgment is obviously awful.
We're looking
Elk
at the Elk and Elk guys.
This Elk and Elk guy. Look at that haircut. You put yourself on TV.
Man,
people are looking at you.
That's a hat. That's a toupee right there.
And
toupee.
It's the worst.
Why would you buy the ugliest toupee? That's obviously
because
real hair just like repurposed.
Yeah, like styled in a very poor manner. Oh. Jarvis Landry, do you guys know what he's doing?
Yes, but the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I love this so much. So Jarvis Landry is going to... He's been going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He loves the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he decided that before every single game, he is going to have a custom outfit made that is modeled off of one of the costumes or like some of the clothes at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And his first one is...
Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
He's going Rob Zombie first? I would have
guessed. Yeah, right?
My guess would have been Sly and the Family Stone. There's some pretty cool Sly gear at that place.
It's like Rob Zombie's silver leather is like the look.
My brother just went and saw Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson.
How did he say it was?
He said Marilyn Manson was kind of a letdown, but he said Rob Zombie is like
awesome
a show for the fucking ages.
I've seen him before.
So he said,
fucking insane.
Yeah, I'd love to see Rob Zombie.
I saw him at Rock on the Range once, and Marilyn Manson opened for him. It was like they were the co-headliners.
He said Manson was kind of a disappointment. He said the Foo Fighters the other night were, because my brother is going to every concert possible this year.
Just because?
He just loves it.
I wanted like, to go to Foo Fighters, but I had to go to a bike night because I get paid for a bike night.
I like some Foo Fighters songs.
See the cute bikers?
Yeah.
Cool.
They're so cute. So, a lot of them.
They ain't Billy Bowser.
But going back to the rock outfits, what rock outfit would be the best one for him to wear?
Always got
rock outfit.
Like, think of your favorite.
The Red Hot Chili Pepper sock.
Damn it, that's the one I was gonna say. How badass would it be if he just showed up with a sock on his dick and just like, find me, I don't care, I'm a legend now.
He would be a legend.
Favorite rock outfit.
Suck my kids.
I like his
that crazy Elvis one. The white one?
The white jumpsuit? Cool. Yeah, he'll probably do that. Yeah. I can see him doing that.
That's the best part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is the Elvis's period of being obsessed with law enforcement.
Yeah.
The little section of that stuff.
Elvis was the shit. I don't give a fuck.
Peanut butter and banana sandwich is my favorite.
70s fat Elvis is my favorite Elvis.
Yeah.
Like, that live, that comeback album that he had in like the early 70s where he's wearing like that big fucking is fucking phenomenal.
He's got a cape.
Yeah,
any player that shows up wearing a cape, I'm happy about that.
Absolutely.
But here's the thing, there's people that are like pissed the fuck off. They're like, ugh, divas, wide receivers. Like, how are you that grumpy of a human that you can't enjoy someone doing a
embracing
tribute to
the
rock, embracing the city, do it? Like, do they think that they have to always be studying routes and shit? Like, you can have fun.
No.
And be a wide receiver.
Gotta
like,
bring
you can,
your lunch pail.
Yeah, fucking god damn this city and these motherfuckers that think you have to take, like, you can't have fun in football.
Well, Bill.
What I think's fun? Winning's fun. Yeah, well, we don't always get to win. But we can watch them wear fun costumes.
I wonder what the common denominator is between all these NFL players and the dudes that get mad at them for showing. What could it possibly be? I can't put my finger on it.
It's because they're rich, and that's
it. Must be
just
it.
That.
Yeah, just
because
they're
rich.
So.
I've been watching Last Chance U. It's a good time to talk about that.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to start that.
I am like almost done with the new season that just came out already. I've been binging that.
I gotta get on it.
Any free moment I have, I've been busting that out. And I
run down
this
what this show
coach.
Is.
Last Chance U is about junior college football, and junior college football is like guys that get kicked off of teams, like D1 teams, guys that don't have the grades to get in there. Some guys that just something happens and they don't get recruited to go to college. You can go play a year of junior college football and not lose any years of eligibility. So you can just transfer wherever you want after that. And like a lot of guys, if you leave Division I, you can't just go to another Division I program. You'd have to go to that Division I program, sit out a year, lose a year of eligibility, and then play.
Yeah.
If you go to JUCO, you can go back in and then just be fine. So it starts off at this one in Mississippi or Missouri the past two seasons, and then they changed it to this season. And so far, each season, the quarterback has been like a top-notch recruit, like one of the top recruits in the country that went to Florida State. All three went to Florida State and left after their freshman year.
Well,
Florida State is the hardest place to be a football player because there's just so much shit going on.
These guys weren't like partiers or bad boys. They were just like, they couldn't cut it. Attitude problems.
Yeah.
Like this dude in this new season was like the number one quarterback recruit in the country. And he went there, he lost out in the QB battle, and like just kind of got kicked off the team after that. They don't really go into much detail about it. But this kid is like a cancer. And like the shit that he says on the field to the players on the other teams, he's getting in like a bunch of personal fouls. You probably love him.
Yeah.
And he's got like a very, very, very incredible skill set. He is pretty small. He's very undersized. Mm. But he has an insane football IQ. And this coach is the most despisable motherfucker on the planet. I hate him so much. He is this big, fat, white dude from Compton.
What?
Yeah. He's more or less a fat, middle-aged version of Lil' Kevin from the Always Sunny episode where D's dating the rapper. He, like, honestly, they look and sound very, very similar. So, this dude, like, the shit that he says to his players, he, like, they lose a game, and, like, part of it came down to this dude getting a personal foul, a 15-yard penalty on a fourth down play, or a third down play, third and long. Mm. At like kind of the end of the game in a close game, and like the end of the game, the coach just straight blames this kid for the loss. It's like, don't go yelling at each other, blaming each other. We know why we lost this. Like Emmett got the 15-yard penalty. Yeah, he is brutal.
That's pretty funny though.
Blaming the people.
Like that's straight. Like that's like a straight Kenny Powers moment.
Like he's got some Kenny Powers because this dude like he was a quarterback. Yeah. Somehow, if you look at his body, like
the hefty lefty, Jared Lorenzen.
But, I love him.
He was just the dirtiest of white boys that played JUCO and then went on to play like D2 and then get undrafted invite to camp for the Chiefs.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was there for like just a couple weeks, but then he became like a college coach. And somehow this dude has enough money to afford several Cadillacs. And he smokes cigars all the time in his hot tub. He'll like do his interviews in his hot tub with a cigar.
This guy sounds cool, actually.
Because I fucking hate football coaches.
Yeah.
I think the way you treat these kids and the way you talk to these kids is so fucking unnecessary and shitty. They're just the worst human beings.
Authority figures usually are.
Some of them are decent. I love my boss right now. I'm doing so poorly at work.
Bunsen Honey?
Not
Bunsen Honey,
too? I'm a horrible telemarketer, and nobody can tell me why. But my boss is just cool enough to keep me around. I appreciate it.
That's nice.
That is nice of him.
Do you make commission?
I make, like, a bonus if I set a certain amount of, like, leads that actually go out, because I'm trying to get salespeople to people's houses.
Uh-huh.
If I do get a certain amount, I get, like, a little bit of a bonus. There's a couple other things. It's a very generous company.
That's cool.
It's just, like, a very hard thing to do. I suck at it.
Yeah. I would never want
to
do that.
They'll, like, sit there and they'll listen to the calls with me. They'll replay the calls and we'll listen to it. And, like, they'll be like, maybe if you want to tune this up. And nobody can tell me why it sucks so much. Nobody can tell me, like, okay, there's a glaring problem here. Here's what it is. Nothing.
It's just bad.
Sucks.
Yeah.
They're like, you sound great. Sucks.
That's hilarious.
People just don't like the sound of your voice, apparently.
But my boss is an authority figure. He's been damn good.
Well, that's good. It's good to have that.
Yeah, plus Dave Heron.
Yeah. He's not your boss, is
he's
he?
Not my direct boss, but he is like above me in the company. Yeah.
The dick pick thing that he does is very funny.
Oh, my
didn't he buy that?
God.
He reverse engineered that, right?
He went and bought a fucking laser etcher and then decided to start a dick pic company, dropdpics.com.
So funny.
And they're amazing. They're like laser etched guitar picks with like realistic looking cocks on them. And he came up with this idea. He sells them.
Open that door, would you?
And he's got his mom sitting there. Laser etching dicks.
Are people buying them?
I think he's mostly just giving stuff away, trying to get the company off. Like, but like, he has certainly sold some.
That's funny.
Somebody gave him the idea of putting him on necklaces. Selling those. Sure.
Big necklaces.
He's a funny one.
That's a good idea.
Fuck.
Kevin
loves $120 million contract.
Oh, yeah. Why? First of all, why? Like, it makes zero. I understand, like.
What do you mean? If you have an injury-prone, on-his-way-out superstar, you fucking lock him up.
To where his contract would be an albatross.
Here's my issue, is that, yeah, he didn't fit into that scheme that we had before. Like, relying on him as just, like, an outside shooter is super dumb. Just a straight stretch forward. That's what they wanted him for, but, like, that's not the way to maximize Kevin Love. But as far as the amount of games he missed, it wasn't as crazy as everybody wants to make it out to be. You know whose injury misses are as crazy, much crazier than people make it out to be? Is fucking Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And everybody would have been just fine with re-signing Kyrie Irving to max money and building the franchise around him, but he's a far more injury-prone guy.
So right, but he's also 23 or 24, whereas Kevin Love's 30.
Now, sure, yes, if that is what you want to say, absolutely, I'll take that. But as far as numbers go, even Kyrie's a fucking 23-5 guy. That is.
Here's what my problem is about it: is that they're going, like, they signed Channing Frye, which love Channing Frye. Yeah. It's fine, right? But I don't understand why. And Kevin Love, tear it down to the studs, because if they are any higher than number 10, they lose their first round draft pick for the next 2 years.
Right.
So, and they can very easily make the 8 seed in the East, you know what I mean? And they, it seems like they're trying to make the 8 seed in the East.
I think they have a plan. I do not like the Kevin Love sign, because he's a much more valuable piece if he's got an expiring contract.
Exactly.
But I think they might have another plan in place where, now that he's locked up, they play as well as they can and look like they're not going to, you know, be a terrible team.
And then get free agents?
And then, then fleece somebody and trade Kevin Love.
Maybe. But I mean,
like, if you make Kevin Love look like a good player and, like, and he's dominating, and you can get, like, a Houston or someone that's trying to contend to be like, yeah, we'll take Kevin Love. Here's some draft picks. Here's, you know, and we'll take on Clarkson. Like, we'll take on some bad contract just to make that happen.
But, like, is that really enough? Like, it's
cause I don't think so. I'm just throwing out ideas.
Yeah, like, a bunch of Houston picks would just be trash.
They're just the first one. They're,
they might sweeteners.
Might not be trash in a few years, though. And you can
use Kevin damn good for a little bit.
I don't know. Yeah. I just think that it's dumb to not tank, because their top first round pick is top 10 protected the next 2 years.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, I don't understand what you're doing. If you're trying to rebuild the team, you better pray to fucking God that Colin Sexton's going to be fucking great.
Who gets the pick?
One is Atlanta for
Korver.
Yeah, and then the other, I don't know. But
Korver didn't get traded. He was almost traded to the Sixers, right?
I don't know. He's on the team.
There was talks, but I don't think it's happened.
Because they were talking about doing right by Kyle or whatever and trade him to a contender because they were going to rebuild. But now if they're going to try to make the playoffs, why would you trade him? You know what I mean? I just don't understand the reasoning. I do understand the reasoning, because Dan Gilbert is tiny Donald Trump, is exactly what the fuck. I have something coming out in Pressure, this next episode or issue, so I had to read a fuck ton about Dan Gilbert. And my God, every fucking thing that, like, in their office, like their corporate offices or whatever, they have a mouse character that, like, is a mascot that, like, goes around for, like, morale and searches for Gouda ideas. Like, ugh, the fucking hair on the back of my fucking neck stood up when I read that.
Gouda ideas.
Yeah.
Gross, but I wouldn't call it Donald Trump-esque.
Oh, wait, but the letter?
That's just cringeworthy.
I went and reread the letter, almost to a T, like a fucking Donald Trump tweet. Mm-hmm.
I was all about the letter when it first came out.
But there's, like, random, like, all caps. There's a bunch of, like, quotations. We all witnessed this so-called self-proclaimed king.
We were all in a very emotional state back
then. I mean, back pretty damn hard.
But so. then I forgot how he was at the White House with Trump and the Chicago Cubs for some reason after they beat the Indians, like just because, I don't know, he's fucking like wants to suck Trump's dick and I guess just doesn't give a fuck about Cleveland. Clearly, because he fleeced the city out of $240 million of public funds.
I believe it was $350 million of a building he was supposed to build as well.
$600 million building. $625 million building is what it was supposed to be. Trust me, I am well-versed on all this. I didn't think I could hate Dan Gilbert more until I had to spend 3 days
fucking sitting. They should give you a Dan Gilbert hating column. Just a weekly
Dan column. Gilbert. Yeah. I pitched the... It would be titled as Dan Gilbert, colon, he sucks ass. So you guys should look for that. Also, Bill and I are on Pressure Fest the 19th of August, right? Or the 18th of August? One of those days. 18th, yeah. Well, plug it was. Are you on that? You're not on that, are you?
No, I get no love from the, like, free magazines in this city.
Yeah.
That's kind of strange. Because like Pressure Fest, I feel like the Pressure Fest guys would be into you.
Yeah, they'd
you.
Like you.
Yeah.
Pressure Life has never talked to me in general. And you know who really is like avoided me almost? Is Scene.
Yeah.
Scene blows.
Scene magazine has never spoken to me about their comedy issue. They've never spoken to me or about me.
Yeah. Scene's my competitor.
They don't give
so
a fuck about
them.
Me.
I like them both.
I'd love for both to love me. I like both, but like me back, damn.
What was I going to say about Scene? Oh, anyways, about we'll see what I can do. We'll put you.
Maybe. I appreciate it.
Sure.
It's 7:30.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah. But I don't understand. Dan Gilbert is a piece of shit, and just like accept it, man. Like fucking rebuild. He should have sold the franchise last year because he's made like. Over $1 billion just by virtue of LeBron being on the
team. That would have been the time to sell.
Yeah. So, I don't fucking know. You guys been watching the Indians recently and like all of a sudden they can't fucking pitch?
Trevor Bowers can pitch like a motherfucker.
Yeah, he can.
Trevor Bowers is pitching good as fuck.
Yes, he is. Even though he is a weirdo, he's my weirdo.
I love that man.
Died.
I love the weirdness. The weirdness is what attracts me to Trevor Bauer. Even before he started pitching like a top three contender for the Cy Young Award, which he is.
Hands down,
three guys, and then everybody else. Like Kluber's technically like the fourth candidate.
Oh, I know.
Still.
Yeah. One of our friends, who I won't name because then, anyways, their mutual friend. Works for the Indians, and like we were hanging out or whatever, and I said something about Trevor Bauer, and this person said, "Oh, I love Trevor Bauer. He's just so I think she said like idiosyncratic or something like that." I was like, "Yeah, because he's fucking autistic." And she's like, "Well, yeah, he is." I was like, "I knew it."
Here's a shout out to one of our loyal listeners, my good buddy Grant Hoffman.
Grant Hoffman, shout out to you, sir.
Grant Hoffman.
Is that the guy that thinks that I sound like a dick?
Arizona, yes.
Well, then fuck you, Graham Hoffman.
Graham?
Whatever. Grant. Yeah, see, I mispronounced your name on purpose because you're a fucking cocksucker.
Here's what he texted me. I want to jump out the window listening to your dude hate on Francona. I said, yeah, he was being dumb. I said, I put him in his place pretty well. He said, I audibly gasped.
That's me, baby. Hot take. The hot take machine. All aboard the content train, baby.
That's just a fancy way of dressing up, talking out of your butt.
Yeah, absolutely. I admitted to it. Like later. Don't worry. You'll hear it later, Grant. I admit
to
it.
No, he did. Honestly, I love a lot of your hot takes. That one got me fired up.
No, I know.
What was the hot take?
I called Terry Francona a shitty manager.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. I backed it up with facts.
He got put in his place.
Alternative facts, sir. Okay.
Shout out to Tony B. Greasy just for being Tony B. Greasy.
Yeah.
I love Tony B. Greasy.
I love you, Tony B. Greasy. You're if you want to bring us more presents, we'll always take your presents.
Always.
Mm-hmm. That present lasted two
We should
podcasts.
Have Tony
we
B. Greasy.
It, and we enjoyed it.
We should have him on as a guest.
Yeah, we should. Absolutely.
Who else said they wanted to be guests? We should have Mary on. Wilson wants on.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Let's get Wilson on.
We're going to have some guests. We're going to have some future, some good episodes, because I also just bought a house, and we're going to make a proper podcast studio.
Ooh, yeah.
This is
a
damn good podcast.
Well, I know, but it'll be mine. I can do whatever the fuck I want it. Yeah, right. So I'm going to make it like a... a Mapplethorpe picture.
We could go all out, and we can talk about this as we get drunk tonight.
Yeah,
but like we could set it up with cameras and shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'll show you how to do
cool.
all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
we can
absolutely.
Broadcast on YouTube.
So yeah, Melky.
We're gonna get a little. Boyfriends are in for some surprises. We're gonna pay. Also, it's almost our 1 year anniversary. We should do a 1 year anniversary show.
Okay,
we should do a show.
Yeah, and then like around September,
we're doing that. Fantasy Football League again?
Yes.
Who's the commissioner for that?
Cody.
Okay. Cody will make him do it again.
Yeah. Who won last year? Mary, right? Or no, you
Brian
did. Yeah, yeah.
Goddamn
right.
Right, I won. Bitch!
That's stupid. I don't want to do it.
Skull fucking
never mind.
Blindly.
Never mind. I don't want to do it again.
Yeah, that's right. I quit.
We'll start our own league that Brian can't be a part of.
We're gonna build our own Fantasy Football League with blackjack and hookers. You know what? Forget the Fantasy Football League and the blackjack.
We're going to do the No Brian's Club. Oh, we need another Brian.
Who's a Brian? Brian, what's his name? Bald Brian. Oh, not Bald Brian. Other Bald Brian. Sternick.
Bald Brian.
Who? Sternick. Brian Sternick.
Oh, yeah.
They're replaced.
Yeah, we're going to do the
Brian
No Brian's.
Why, we ain't the same.
Yeah, but we're going to do the No Brian's Fantasy Football League.
And
we're allowed to have one.
You can have Brian's with Y's.
Yeah, whatever.
It's no Homers. We're allowed to have one.
I don't know if I told you guys this before, but as far as like having one, that's I guess my transition into this. But I played softball with this dude. He was Palestinian. Have I told you guys this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know this.
Okay, so
story.
He's Palestinian, and he like in Westlake. There's a team of all Palestinian.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Team Palestine said Palestine on the jerseys with the flag and everything. And he didn't get asked to be on that team. So he got all his like athletic friends from high school, and we all, it was Sunday morning, so we all showed up so hungover. Nobody really tried. People were puking in the outfield. We were just total jackasses about everything, and he was so ultra competitive. And then the next season, all of us were like, fuck that shit. And he got asked to be part of Team Palestine. So he went and recruited the one other dude who actually tried from that team, my buddy Mitch.
Mm.
Mitch is Jewish. So
what
Team Palestine's ringer was a Jew.
That's amazing.
Tables have turned, motherfucker!
But that's a metaphor for if we just all look past the things that make us different and look at the things that make us the same.
Exactly.
It's people can be good at
I
softball.
Can change.
Yeah.
You can change. We can all change.
We need to go to the West Bank, and then, you know, hey, guys, I know there's been some hard times, but...
Of the flats, am I right?
Wait, you said the West Bank.
Is that where you kayaked?
In the water, yeah.
I to the place right by Music Box?
Yep.
I went kayaking there.
And I
burned the shit out of my legs.
And they, I fell right in the water as they were pulling me up onto the dock.
I don't understand. I know Edgewater
be
has been cleaned up since
yeah.
the Metro Parks bought it, but there's still like a fucking sewage runoff.
Yeah.
Like right.
The water's still disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's gross.
And I see people like fucking like on Instagram.
Swimming, yeah.
Like, oh, we're here. It's like, yeah, it smells like a fucking, like you can
toilet,
literally
yeah.
smell the refinery. Like every time you drive down fucking the shoreway and
yeah,
shit.
You smell, yeah. Shit like a humid day.
Yeah. And there's like shooters there, the restaurant. Like, who would fucking eat just like smelling human diarrhea?
Mm-hmm.
Other than Germans, I guess.
All right, let's wrap this motherfucker up.
All right. Yeah, follow us, you know, the whole name.
Tell us who you are.
Like and subscribe, too, because mm-hmm. we need that shit.
Dude, how many people subscribe?
Enough that
yeah.
people are listening. Yeah,
that's cool.
That's good.
So do some more.
Are
tell
most
your friends.
Of our regular, are most of our listeners subscribers?
I don't know, because it doesn't tell you who subscribes. It just, you know,
just the number.
Tell
yeah.
us off air. Let's not talk.
Will, yeah, I'm not gonna fuck.
It's millions.
Yeah, it is. All right, fuck you guys.
Go Browns.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10.
K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.